Yeah, it is all over here in Pierce Memorial Park in this Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football Championship Group A opener between hosts Ardragh and visitors St Michael's. In the end, it is the Dunfanaghy Chrieslemen men that have won out comprehensive winners by 4-18 to 2-10. This was a strange encounter in the sense that it was Ardragh that raced out of the blocks, and on 7 minutes they led by 2-3 to 1 point, an 8 point lead. But from there, right up until the 27th minute, St Michael's hit Ardragh for 3-9 without reply to lead 3-10 to 2-3. And even though Ardragh got two late points at the end of that there half, it was St Michael's that went in with an impressive upper hand. Right at the very beginning, it looked so good for Adrian Brennan's men when the visitors lost Michael Gallagher to a black card when he upended Conor Classen driving through the middle. Niall McCrossan kicked the resultant free to put Ardragh 1 point up. Right after that there, Johnny Sweeney kicked Ardragh two clear. That was followed by a Niall McCrossan effort from play, and Ardragh led by 3 points on 4 minutes. It took the visitors until the 5th minute to get off the mark. Michael Langdon boomed over from distance, but a long ball into the area from Conor Classen was tipped down by Niall McCrossan, and Robbie Adair got there first before Mark Anthony McGinley to loft over the St Michael's stopper and into the back of the net. That pushed Ardragh 1-3 to 1 point up after just 6 minutes, and less than 60 seconds later it got even better for the hosts when John Ross Molloy got up from wing halfback to hammer in a second Ardragh goal. 2-3 to 1 point, an 8 point lead, as we said, on 7 minutes. But that turned into an 8 point deficit by the time the half time mark rolled around. From a goal kick, Kieran Gildea found only Colin McFadden on the 21, and McFadden raced in to take advantage of that poor dispatch and buried to the back of the net. The same player, the former Donegal attacker, had kicked 2 points from frees prior to that there, so that took St Michael's out to 1-3. Right after that there, Andrew Kelly from another place ball moved the visitors to 1-4. Colin McFadden racing in from wing half forward took St Michael's to 1-5 as Ardragh continued to struggle. Then, on the quarter hour mark, Christy Toy got down the right, muscled through a number of tackles, and his square to Michael Langan at the back post was slammed home by the big Donegal midfielder. 2-5, now playing 2-3, and St Michael's with a 2 point advantage. Daniel McLaughlin then put Andrew Kelly through on 18 minutes to hammer in another St Michael's goal. 3-5 to 2-3. Michael Langan, Colin Anthony McFadden from a meet free, and Andrew Kelly added points as St Michael's jumped to 3-8. Colin McFadden then just blazed over the crossbar as a forced St Michael's goal went to begging. Michael Langan did very well to win a free, and he quickly found Colin McFadden, and St Michael's were 3-10 to 2-3 up. Ardragh did manage to get 2 points before half time through Robbie Adair and Niall McCrossan, but it was St Michael's that went in half-time 3-10 to 2-5 leaders, a massive 8 points. Right after half-time, Andrew Kelly and Oisin Langan stretched the deficit out to 3-12. Conor Classen finally got Ardragh off the mark on 40 minutes. That was immediately cancelled out by a super Michael Langan punt from the 45 off the ground, and St Michael's were 3-13 to 2-6 leaders. Gareth Conker did manage to clip another Ardragh free on 43 minutes as the host stumbled out to 2-7. But Christy Toy, fantastic in the middle, it has to be said, for the Warners, went to 3-14, and Oisin Langan with another moved them to 3-15. Conker again, but this time from play, hit Ardragh out to 2-8. But a double, this time from Colin McFadden free, and an Eddie O'Reilly effort from play on 54 minutes left at 3-17 to 2-8. Johnny Sweeney on 55 minutes did move Ardragh to 2-9, but Edward O'Reilly stroked that there out. Before the end, Niall McCrossan from a 45 and Kyle McGarvey, 65 minutes, 5 minutes into the red, brought the curtain down on the score and said 4-18 to 2-10 here. And it's St Michael's that leaves Pierce Memorial Park with the one. Of course, next week they welcome Guido to the bridge while Ardragh travel to O'Donnell Park for St Union's.